great to catch up there with Gary Sharp. My guy sounds exhausted.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
Probably does not want to see a plane. At all.
I don't like flying.
Oh, you don't?
I don't like it. I do it because it's convenient, but I would rather not fly if I had to.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah. I don't mind flying at all.
But you know what?
I like hotel rooms.
Oh, I do. I do enjoy a good hotel room.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more like the fact that somebody picks up, you know. Like, not that you leave it like terribly sloppy. You're just like, all right, when I come back, the bed's going to be made.
Right.
Bathroom will be clean. This is awesome. But a good catch up with Gary and UNO as they take on Arizona tonight. Yeah, I'm not betting that. I'm not betting that game.
Smart man.
No, not happening. But while we're on the basketball kick, let's go to the George Norwood Experience Basketball Minute.
60 seconds to talk anything I want to about the association starts now. Last night, I enjoyed a good game between Denver and the 76ers. 76ers came out on top. A lot of people are looking at Shaq and Charles Barkley in their comments on the big men, and it's pretty much saying that they didn't bring it last night. And you can look at those two guys, and if you watch the game, you're probably going to be in agreement. Jokic didn't want to be on the court last night, and you can tell. You can 100% tell. So I think they've got a point there. Kawhi Leonard returns to Toronto tonight. He says he expects more boos than chairs. I think he's going to be surprised. I think Toronto's going to give that man a standing ovation. I mean, they're not going to get they don't get a title ever without Kawhi Leonard. So Giannis, he's got some quad soreness, so he's going to be out tonight versus the Pelicans. Do the Bucks lose that 15-game winning streak? There's a good chance that that's probably going to happen. Oh, by the way, the Knicks lost by 28 points last night to Portland. It is just an absolute joke in New York right now. That's my 60 seconds of the NBA minute. Man, it is almost embarrassing. No, it's past almost. It is embarrassing. That New York Knicks organization is unreal.
Bud, if you're the NBA, though, you can't. You almost have to go in and strongly suggest. I bet in some kind of bylaw they can remove someone from ownership.
Yeah, they can. I think that's actually a thing.
I mean, you have to. Just the way this is going. It's going terribly. It's been going terribly for a long time.
A very, very long time. And that's your big market. That's the team that you want to be great.
It's like the birthplace of, well, right, not birthplace, but
right,
where basketball has become, or the New York has influenced the culture of basketball more than any place else.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't know what you do. It is literally a dumpster fire.
I mean,
it's just bad.
There's no signs of it getting any better. And you would think, oh, okay, they got R.J. Barrett. Maybe R.J. Barrett's like the starting piece. Dude hasn't done next to nothing
right
there. And then you start thinking, like, is it the product of the team or is it him?
Exactly. You don't know what to blame.
Yeah.
Is it coaching? Is it the other players around him? Is it, you know, not facility, but what is it? And when you can't make that decision off just what you're seeing on the court, your organization is in trouble.
Yes.
Like, I can watch the Bears and say Mitch Trubisky gets antsy and he struggles making X, Y, and Z throw.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think it's because of A, B, C, D. Okay, great. Now we got it out there. We know what's up. Now I can make changes.
Right.
The Knicks, you don't know. Is it the supporting cast? Maybe. Is it the coaches? Could be. Is it the fact they all hate the owner, or the fans don't want to come and watch because they really hate the owner? If you say anything to him, he'll ban you from the facility.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's not
that was smooth.
The toxic work environment.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's, I don't even know where to start. And Charles Barkley had the same things to say about Becky Hammon as I did. Don't take that New York Knicks job.
God, no.
Don't you dare.
You don't want that stigma on your record at all.
No.
I didn't want to ask you, I like it because I'm evidently old to you, George.
Oh, my gosh.
But when the old heads talk, right, when the old heads take shots at the young guys, mm-hmm. are you pro that, anti that? Do you care? Mm-hmm. What do you, like Shaq and Charles were talking about Embiid last night, yes. mainly Shaq.
Yes.
Does that bug you? Are you fine with that?
Here's what I will say. Guys like Charles Barkley and Shaq have earned the right to criticize. They've earned it. They've been there. They know what greatness is. And I actually watched Shaq criticize Embiid, and his whole thing was like, yeah, you got 22 points and a couple rebounds. He's like, that's good, but we know that you have greatness in you. Mm-hmm. So greatness is averaging 28 points a game and double-figure rebounds. He said, there's no excuse why you can't do that every night. And what Charles Barkley was saying last night, he's like, you look across the way from you, you got Jokic. That's one of the top big mm-hmm. men in the league.
Right.
He's like, I'd be lying if I told you that NBA players go out there and play 100% on 82 games a season. He's like, I'd be lying. He's like, but you have those games where you're looking across. He's like, when I went up against Karl Malone, he's like, when I went up against Kevin McHale, he's like, I brought it that night, so they know that I'm that dude mm-hmm. and I'm better than them. He's like, this game, and you can see it last night. Jokic and Embiid, neither one of them had that mentality that like, hey, I'm going to show this dude that I'm the best big man in the league. And that's what they were critiquing.
Yeah.
And they were like, we just want you guys to be great. And we're not going to sit up here and like, hey, oh, awesome. You had 22 points. Your team won. That's good. No. If you're going to be great, you got to be great every day. And then they use Giannis as an example. Like, that dude wants to be great. And you can see it every single night. He wants to be great.
Yeah, and that... Here's what I do. All right, so if I'm the Knicks, mm-hmm. I'm going to make some hires. I don't know what their jobs are going to be.
Okay.
I'm just going to hire some folks. Okay? I'm going to hire Anthony Mason to just be in the building. If Anthony Mason has passed away and I'm unaware of that, I apologize.
Mason's still alive.
I'm for sure going to hire Charles Oakley. Just be like, Oak, you camp out of here. Okay?
Oh, actually, Anthony Mason did pass away.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
I apologize. Rest in peace.
Yep. He's in a building.
Emeritus. He's hired an emeritus.
There it is.
But I'm gonna put bodies in there to make people feel uncomfortable. Mm. Probably also hire Bill Bradley to take over some of the day-to-day operations.
Okay.
But just because... Now, here's what's kind of scaring me, what I think is happening... I think the Knicks are watching Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. Okay?
Okay.
And I think this may be an extended plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they gut this out for a while, Patrick Ewing gets Georgetown back to what Georgetown once was.
He's the next guy in line?
Yeah. And I don't like it a whole bunch. But he is a Knicks legend.
Yeah.
But I try to load that building up with as many legends as possible. And I make those guys walk by him every day.
Yeah.
I make them see them. Like, here's your 100 G's a year. I'm super rich. You're going to get $100,000 just to walk around in here.
Get a John Starks.
Yeah. Walt Frazier. I mean, anybody.
Just anybody just to walk in the...
Just to make somebody care. It seems to me there's just no care in it.
Mm-hmm.
Willis Reed.
Yes.
Earl Monroe, who has passed. But I put people in there that make those guys. If you're trying to go your own way on this,
uh-huh.
right? That's why I think Nebraska needs to create the position that Jay Forman has talked about for a long time. He's got a buddy that holds a spot on an SEC team with us. This cat is just a straight liaison between the players and the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He is a connection to the past, which everybody from out of state or does not like Nebraska will say, here we go again. Everybody in state will be like, I kind of like this idea. I like it because now you've got accountability to someone.
Yes. Okay?
Got it played at Nebraska, got it played in the league. I think Jay is perfect for the job. I'm not starting a campaign for him. But having then when somebody comes into the building, right, former player, now Kenny Wilhite's up there, but they got Kenny doing 47,000 different things. Mm-hmm. And Kenny's my guy. Kenny's a good dude. But the more you can have up there that lived it and have had a positive experience with it, the more likely you are to try to ask them questions of how do I replicate this? What is different right now? It may work in the pro setup, it may not. But I would sure try. Because you're telling me somebody comes off the court and Oak says, you played soft. That was soft. And it ain't going to happen again.
Yeah, they're not stepping in that.
You're not going to represent the Knicks in that manner. You're going to go play. But try to increase the touch or increase the contact with those guys that have been there when they were successful.
That is, first, that's good.
Thank you.
That's real good because I think that might be it. They don't know what it's like or the importance of wearing New York across your chest.
And these kids, like, I love Jason Peter to death.
Yeah.
There's nobody that bleeds Nebraska more than JP. Sometimes this message gets a little convoluted. It can go on tangents. It can go a bunch of different directions. And that's okay.
Right.
That's JP. That's one of the beauties of him. He would be good at the role, too, because he would bring passion to it. Because he would ask you to your face, why are you not matching my passion for this? I don't even play here. I played 20-plus years ago. Having it, like, look at even Miami, right?
Right.
When Miami was good, that whole sideline was just all the old players. I mean, you got tired of seeing the old players on the sideline more than you saw the current players on the field that were good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see them there now. Nope. You want to learn about culture, have people that live the culture there.
Oh, that's good.
That's all I'm saying. You want to change the culture or something to a more positive outlook, get people to admit in a positive culture.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah. Just thought.
I hope the people from New York are listening.
Kick it around there. Or Lincoln. Either way.
Yeah,
New York or Lincoln.
Either one.
Whichever way you want to go. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and talk to the Babyface Assassin, Joe Bartle. So if you got fantasy football questions, get them to me. Get them to George. We will get them answered. So you can win money in your fantasy league, because that's what the Gary Sharp Show does. It wins you money on 1620 The Zone.